Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is BC. Welcome back to another podcast. I wanted to come on and talk with you guys a little bit today about a particular thing in the human condition that stops us all from maximizing our potential and doing well. It's being stuck in our ways. Are you stuck in your ways? Because I guarantee you, you are, as was I. Let me give you an example and we'll jump right in, right? I'm doing a webinar this week. On Thursday, I got a lot going on. If you need help, BrianCasellaCoaching.com. Hit me up. We'll chat. All right. You guys know, if you've been following me, I've been plant-based for almost 10 years now. Now, I recently, about a week or two ago, shifted my diet. And I'm going to talk you through that story. I'm going to do a full video release talking about it. But I wanted to highlight it here a little bit for you here in this video, because it's directly related to being stuck in your ways, right? So, you know, up until, you know, maybe a year ago. Yeah, it was about a year ago. I started having some minor health issues, right? Skin issues, getting breakouts, you know, stuff like that. And I had no idea what the hell was going on, right? Now, in my mind, again, an example of being stuck in my ways, I'm like, well, shit, my diet is perfect. So it has to be everything but my diet. And what did I do? I started to go down the list. Maybe I'm allergic to this, the detergent, stop, you know, getting around this, that, blah, 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 blah. I basically exhausted every avenue except for what I was eating. Right? I was like, I'm not going to go to the doctor. My diet's good. Everything is fine. Let's just focus externally. Now, for months, I suffered. I suffered for months. I recently only started getting big results the last month or so, because the last 2 weeks ish, I kind of went the opposite way and changed my diet. Right. And that was the final thing that I hadn't touched, but I was so stuck in my ways. I didn't even consider that, because I said, that's perfect. That's it. It's not even a consideration. And that stubbornness caused me to suffer, right? I was having dry skin and, you know, breakouts and hardening of my skin. I mean, it was horrendous. That's why if you guys have been following me on social media, you notice until recently, I haven't really taken my shirt off or, you know, worn a lot of sleeveless shirts and that kind of stuff, because I was embarrassed. My skin looked like shit. Now I'm starting to get my color back, right? I'm getting back in the sun, you know, just a couple of days and I'm already dark as shit again, back to how I was before. But my own stubbornness and being stuck in my ways prolonged my suffering. Why? Because the mistake that we make is when we think we figure something out, we stash that under, never have to look at it again. It's good. That's not the case. A stuck mind is a weak mind. A stuck mind is a weak mind. A focused mind is a powerful mind. Big difference there. Focus is focus. Being stuck is being stuck. And I ask many of you, because when I talk to many of you and we have conversations and I make suggestions to you, I can tell by your response and then what you do after that you're stuck in your ways and you're not really listening to what I have to tell you, or something that I tell you to do pisses you off and you don't want to do it, which means you're stuck in your ways. I want success like you, Brian, but I want to do it my way. That's not going to happen. You need to do it the way, not your way. But we're so damn stubborn. And it wasn't until I learned this a long time ago, right? Yet we still have issues with it from time to time. But it wasn't until I got around other people who would engage in healthy debate, change their mind, be willing to listen to opposing viewpoints and that kind of stuff that I was like, man, you know, we think we have it figured out. And typically what we do is we have our way of living and way of thinking. And then we create an environment where everything and everyone around us just copies that and echoes that sentiment. And then we never hear the opposite, nor are we ever exposed to it. So we effectively just get stuck in our ways. And that's not good. Because things change, right? New beliefs and philosophies can help you. Information advances. New breakthroughs are had and discovered. Life is dynamic and constantly improving. Some things, yeah, stay the same or go backwards, but oftentimes a lot of things actually get better. So I invite many of you to even look at the places that you think, man, I have this area of my life just set. It's good. Take a second look at it. because there may be some stuff there. Maybe you don't have to change anything or much at all. But the fact that you're not looking and automatically assuming it's okay and perfect is an issue. And how do I know? By the story that I just told you. I suffered for almost a year with this stuff with my skin, and it's pretty much almost gone. It's like 90, 95% gone after a couple weeks. Pretty crazy. And I'm the health nut. Always in shape, always looking good, always ripped, always have a six pack year round. Yet my skin was having a problem. And the number one thing that determines the quality of your skin is your diet. And I refused to look at it because I assumed it was perfect. Now, some things you can do. Have a conversation with people like me that can listen to you. And maybe we can determine if you're being stuck in your ways based on what you're telling us, because we may be able to see or catch an angle that you can't. That's the one of the excellent, excellent things about having mentors and coaches and that kind of stuff is, man, they can point out things that you have right in front of your face or you didn't even consider or you haven't seen, because they have that objective kind of, you know, third eye point of view, right? That third person point of view. They can see from the outside in. You know, I remember one time I was running around the house with my phone in my hand, like, where the hell is my phone? And it was in my damn hand for minutes. It's crazy. Having people guide you and help you definitely is a big one. Number two, doing self-assessment weekly, daily, monthly, quarterly, yearly. Where are you at? What are you doing here? What are you doing in health? What are you doing in fitness? What are you doing in finances? What are you doing in business? And having those plans and reviewing them consistently can help you with this. Having stimulating intellectual conversations to help you. Joining a mastermind. So you all come together and speak once a week. Hell, back in the day, I created my own. And I had coaches and all that stuff. Because I wanted to push this. I wanted to be around people that if I had a weakness or an issue, they would expose it. And many of you tuck yourself away and hide yourself away on purpose, probably, because you don't want people to expose that stuff. It needs to be eradicated for you to improve and get better. Otherwise, you're always going to be stuck where you're at. But I notice in myself and in other people, we are really stuck in our ways, and it's crazy. Oh, well, it's tradition or it's this or that. Yeah, but don't be a slave to tradition and many other things if it's not serving you at the highest level. Because otherwise, you're no different than an animal just going off automatic programming. And that's no good, especially in the long run. Okay, so just wanted to come on and give you guys a quick one today. Appreciate the support. If you need anything, hit me up. Remember, stop being so damn stuck in your ways and level up. All right, hit me up if you need me. Peace.